Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Bald and the Beautiful episode. This will be the last time you hear me say this live.
Help! No, that's not the right song.
My name is Melissa.
My name is Kevin Fredericks. Bum, 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 bum. What you gonna do when the podcast is over? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do when the podcast is over?
And Marcus is not here yet.
The funniest part of that, she was like, Wish Flex and Tasha.
Yes. We got Mrs. Kev on the stage. Yeah.
Business in the house.
You better hit them notes, you fool. Yeah.
Oh, brother, this is terrible.
Oh, man.
She said, this is terrible.
Okay, we want to thank our sponsors.
Oh, my gosh, we do, and we love them. And they are Rocket Money, Masterclass, and BetterHelp. We'll tell you more about them later on the podcast.
All right. Before we get started, did you watch The Dirty D?
Did we? We did.
How far into it did you get?
We watched all three episodes that were uploaded.
So did I.
Oh, you yes. did?
Yeah. Get oh, I forgot it. I wasn't supposed to eat it.
Oh, my God.
Love it.
This is why this podcast is over. You watched all three? When did you watch the third?
Well, child, I might as well go and tell the truth. So this is what actually happened.
She said, I watched all three before we watched the first two.
Correct.
Yeah, of course.
Is that what happened?
So what happened was when we was in Las Vegas Thug, I say, you know what I should do? Because I got all this extra time.
Correct.
I should go on this little app and pull this up and start watching these shows today because I had so many shows I had to watch. You didn't notice when we turned it on, the thing was already like.
Like, would you like to resume?
I noticed it, but I trusted you.
I don't know.
And so many people have our passwords. Anybody could watch that show.
Kev was busy making that beat.
Yeah, Zay Zay, Peacock, Juju. So when I said fat, you lied.
No, I had to make sure you were seeing the things I had saw because you weren't paying attention.
Oh, see.
So then I had to be like, Kev, did you see that part? Watch again.
Why did you do that?
We was in there for a long time, Kevin.
Oh!
I had messed up. I forgot. I said I wasn't going to tell you. I forgot. How many episodes did we watch together? Two?
When we thought we were telling the truth to one another?
Yes.
Two.
Okay. So I only watched two episodes.
That's correct.
Lie!
She didn't see the third one. That was it.
We supposed to be getting our vows renewed next week.
Yala.
The marriage is built on a foundation of lies, Esteva. Where is the eagle powers?
This time next week, y'all going to be a married couple again.
The eggs are lied. No, one more day.
No, all by Wednesday. The time this airs.
Oh, this time this airs.
Yeah. Y'all gonna
be thinking about Patreon.
Yeah, I know. You like that's
right. Whatever. When people are watching it live, that's the time.
That's the day. That's the time. That's the all the things.
Okay, so let's start with that, and then we'll circle. Or wait, should we wait for Marcus's thoughts?
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah, because he definitely watched. We watched it together.
The only thing I will say is the sex is not sexing this season the way the sex was sexing the other season.
It's definitely a different type of sex, but I was saying to Kevin, who we were talking about, he didn't watch the third episode.
Me and Melissa fell asleep after the second one.
I did. That's
y'all
true.
That did. There's a sex scene between Boom and a random heavier set black woman.
Did you see that in the third episode?
I think I did.
That one was way more than what they usually give.
Maybe I didn't, Kev.
I thought Peacock had more guidelines because I felt like they were showing way more.
The show that they got. Peacock saw it on Tubi and they said, give us this. Yeah. You can't change
give
it
us
up.
Bullet holes and stretch marks and sex.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear them listening to Pressure
okay,
on the show?
Okay, hold on. Hold
oh,
on.
Now I'm shushing because you.
Shush. All right, so we're going to start with all the things that happened last week. How was your week?
I went to Miami to ABFF. It was hot. I watched the Denzel Washington interview, and the lady, she did not do no good job.
Interviewing Denzel?
Oh. Oh, my gosh. First of all, Denzel, for lack of a better term, is a nigga.
Uh-huh. Is he?
Yes.
I'm leaving him with something.
Come on. He is that man. And so he don't want to answer a bunch of questions, like actory questions. Mm-hmm, like he's mm-hmm. past that time. Like, this man is about the Lord and his family, and I show up and do what I do. You know?
Really?
So she's asking questions like, so who's your favorite young actor?
Denzel is also what, 70?
He's 69.
Yeah, he don't care.
He's like, he's also like,
my child. That's who my favorite young actor
John
is.
John David.
Yeah, and that's
John
what, David. And he would give short answers. And she didn't, unfortunately, have the capability to then ask a follow-up. She'd be like, so your son really loves acting? He'd be like, yep.
Well, there's also not much to say after that.
And then she'd be
not
like,
yep.
And then she'd be like,
yep.
Okay, so when you did, we were like, what is happening?
No way.
It was so, I mean, I was, do you have a problem with secondhand embarrassment?
I don't.
Okay, so you would have been fine. You would have been like, oh, this is bad. Because it was that, to the point that the audience started talking out loud.
Oh, no.
They were like, toss that script. Toss
no.
that script. Yes, toss that script. To the point
she heard?
The whole audience of 1,000 people were chanting it.
Oh, that's so bad.
Not only, yes. And she was like, well, I have to ask this question. What made it good was Denzel called his wife while he was up there on stage on FaceTime. And he said, this is a black woman. She got her hand like this because she ain't got on a wig. She said, Father's Day this weekend and you ain't getting no gift. She said, had you prepared me, I would have put on my girlfriend. He was like, what's your girlfriend? All the women in the audience, her wig.
That is the blackest thing ever.
She then says, where is Issa? Where is Issa Rae? Issa comes out of the audience.
All that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Issa comes out of the audience. Denzel hands her the phone. And she was like, hi, Miss Pauletta. And she was like, hey, she said, I am not on stage with him, so I did not let him call you. I did not do this.
Ah, let me clear this up. I had nothing to do with you having coming on with no wig.
Oh my God.
That was the highlight, was to see. He said, I married a black woman for sure. Sure enough.
That's sure great. Enough.
But yeah, it was.
Was it packed in there?
Oh my God. First of all, I was in the heavens beside Jesus. That's how high my seat was. I was like, I couldn't even see Denzel for half of the interview because of the way I was seated. But it was packed. It was again, not a great interview. I don't know. It was not. I was telling Kevin that the woman asked the question that unfortunately, a 5-year-old would ask. And, she said, if you had a magic wand and could change anything in the world, what would it be? I was like, why are you asking this man this? The man in front of me said, you.
Oh,
I said, no. Do
what did Denzel actually say?
He said, I would start with the man in the mirror. He was like, I would.
That's because that was the crown jewel of ABFFs.
Yeah, I don't think Nicole and Jeff were happy with that interview. Oh. I think they were just like, well, here we are. It was Ebert, you know, Cisco and Ebert, whatever their names mm-hmm. are. Ebert's wife.
Oh, really, was it?
Yeah.
She's black?
Yeah. Yeah.
I did not know that.
It's so random. Why was it her? I mean, I don't mean that disrespectfully, but like.
I think there's some cachet, but she also has a film festival. And it's just, I don't understand why. And the thing is, I looked at the woman's, like, her history and stuff. She has a film festival, but she doesn't have any, like, oh, she does a lot of interviews and she does this or that. It was. So that's what I went through, was watching that. I was like, whoop, never. Don't do this ever again. We all were wishing it were Issa.
I thought because of the picture that it was her, but no.
We all wish, because she did a great interview with Kenya Barris. Mm-hmm. Their interview was hilarious. And Denzel's also funny. He likes to laugh.
Yeah.
He loves all of that. He told a story about President Barack Obama, him going to visit the White House. He said, everybody's leaving, and the president was like, Denzel, can you stay back? He's like, we in the Oval Office. He said, And President Barack said, "Do you dye your hair?" And he said to the president, "It's too late for you."
I was Barack like, with the Beijing would be crazy.
He was like, "You waited too long. You should have
waited way too long. Barack.
You should have went ahead and
it
did
went
that.
White in office
while in office.
It was crisp white.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what I was doing.
Dang.
No, that's a good.
Y'all time. Better stop throwing these tomatoes and eggs in these comments.
Why are they throwing them? Oh, because it's the last
episode. I'll walk off right now.
I didn't know what it was. So confused.
I was like, what is this? What is this?
He was so concerned.
I saw it, but I didn't know why.
I'll walk off right now.
I thought they were putting them on because it was the woman didn't do a good job, and they were like, throw tomatoes at her.
Nah, they're booing. They're probably booing me specifically.
Oh, yeah, probably.
It's okay, Kevin. I'll block.
What do you call it on YouTube when they can't do stuff for a minute? Put you in timeout.
Suspense.
Huh? And that's why it's over. Tomato at you, tomato at you, tomato at you. Tomato, tomato, tomato. Boo, I'm throwing tomatoes.
They're hilarious. Well, that sounds like a good time.
That does sound like a good time.
It was. Because y'all would have only been there for how many days?
Oh, we would have come back Saturday either way. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that was the Denzel thing, wasn't it?
Late on Saturday. Yeah. I didn't have no airplane weather problems because I wasn't getting there until Friday morning regardless. So all that stuff had blown over. So who tried to leave early on Thursday, yeah, they got stuck at the airport.
Leaving to go there or to go back to LA?
Yeah, leaving to go to Miami.
Yeah, because our flight was getting canceled and delayed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, delayed and delayed. Everybody who was trying to leave early on Thursday or on Wednesday, they got delayed. Because I left so late on Thursday,
Thursday night?
Mm-hmm. Got there Friday morning. Had not nary a flight delay.
You get in here and have no problem.
They said it's fine because I was calling Quinn. I was so nervous. I was calling Quinn. I was like, yo, did you make it? What's the weather like? She was like, it's fine now.
Mm-hmm. When did she get there?
The day before y'all were going to leave.
Oh, because Kanisha said she was stuck in the airport for 30 hours.
She sure did.
And I was like, I can't do that.
Yeah, she got there a little bit before I did. I was like, oh.
And y'all was on two whole separate agendas.
I was like, I didn't have no. I got on that plane and it took off.
Kev?
Last week, today, I talked about the Aces game. When we were in Vegas, we seen Adele live.
That's really your son's, like, he's a fan?
Yeah. JoJo was Adele.
We do love Adele.
Oh, wow.
It was so funny because me and Melissa was like, you know, what do y'all want to do on the last day? Like, there's an Adele concert. We was either going to do nothing as a family. Me and Melissa was going to see Adele because I didn't think either of the boys would like to see Adele. Or we can go together as a family. And JoJo was like, I'd like to see Adele. I was like, really? He was like, Melissa was like, what song do you like? He was like, Rolling in the Deep. Or Rumor Has It.
Mm-hmm. I remember which one it was.
And that boy, she sang that song. He said,
Rumor Has It.
Melissa and I have this thing where we try to see all the legends do their thing. Adele was great in concert. She sings her songs good. Much more production value than I thought. She set a piano on fire. She had rain coming down.
I saw that.
Rose coming up. Musicians going back and forth. Good background singers.
Amazing background singers.
But I could have left earlier. It was
2 hours.
And she's really funny.
A little over 2 hours, actually.
She talks good amount.
30, 45 minutes of it, it's her talking.
She is a chatty cat.
Yeah, I don't want it.
She is chatty.
I said, girl, rumor has it. Ooh. She was like, man, I was in high school, y'all might call it. Or we primary school, y'all call it this. University, and me and my friend wrote, that's all I said.
Hey, rolling in the.
I know what you're doing. You spending time to get up to that two. Make it an hour and a half and let us go.
I wonder, what did Celine Dion do? Because they loved her show for a minute.
Yeah. Adele said she liked her show. She said that's why she wanted to do
the room she's in. She did say that. She talked about her anxiety. She has like anxiety and she's a nervous performer.
All these babies.
She says she does not like performing. She says she really prefers theaters of that size. I think there was like 4,500. Mm-hmm. She said like arenas and stuff where it's thousands and thousands of people. She was like, that makes me really uncomfortable.
Oh, no. That seems like so much fun.
She's like, I feel like people can't even see me, and I can't even see if they're humans or cutouts. But she was really funny. Like, I laughed audibly a couple of times. I did not know, and I love Adele. I really like 21. That's my favorite album. I know she was Power Ballads McGee.
Mm-hmm.
I knew she was Power Ballads McGee. But when you string them all together.
This is how I don't know how y'all do it.
I said.
I can't do it. It's too slow.
Whew.
It's too slow.
These are some power ballads. Mm-hmm. I need you to sing someone else's song for a little bit. Do some Sexy Red.
Get it, switch sexy. It get it
switch
up.
It up.
Yeah.
But it was dope. It was great. It was not something I will do again. Bless her heart. I had a great time.
But I will say, I if you're like an Adele fan and you're on the fence about going, I actually would recommend
going.
Oh,
you should absolutely
go. If you're an Adele fan, I think you would have a good time. When she first came out, there's the stage makes like an A, and it's just her and the piano. And I was like, ooh, girl, no, ma'am. I cannot watch you do this for 2 hours. No, ma'am. But then it opens up, and she does have a lot of production value. And, like, when she does the song about memories, I can't think of the name of the song, these things fall from the ceiling, which I was like, honestly, I'm going to do that. So just know at some point in my life that's going to happen. But she did, like, so it was, like, a lot of production value. She has, like, you know, her fast songs are more, like, upper mid-tempo songs. They're not like fast songs. But it's a good concert. Like, she sings, she sounds amazing.
She sings down.
Yeah, she sounds amazing.
She didn't do Chasing Pavements.
Why not?
I said, man, that's what introduced me to Adele.
Chasing Pavements. Chasing them down the pavement.
Yeah.
Ooh. How does it go?
I don't know, because now I have Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls in my head.
Chasing Pavement.
Now your stupid song is in my head.
P-A-V-E-M-E-N-T.
No, stop, stop. That's it.
No need to get over if I'm wrong, I was right.
How does it go? I don't. Give me to the hook. What she say something about some pavements.
Yeah, or should I just keep chasing pavements?
This has 198 million views.
Would we be away? Even if I leave my baby, should I leave it there? Should I give up? Or should I just keep chasing pavements? Even if it leads nowhere.
Yes.
It was a good
time. I never knew this
song
existed. If you like Adele, it's certainly an Adele concert. Uh-huh. But if you like her, you like her music, you will have a good time.
You will have a great time.
There was two black guys in front of us. We were in line, and I was like, I'm a little bit nervous. Because one of the things that I enjoy about concerts is production.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm going to give you all of my money, I need you to look like you spent some money.
And them tickets was not cheap.
Okay. Bring fire. Bring fire, it works. Bring water. Make a river. Then make it rain. Make a tornado show up. I don't care. Spring from
the stuff.
I like spectacle. I do like spectacle.
Spring up from the bottom and then disappear. I don't know. What I'm telling you is I need it to look like a production. And so I was afraid. I was like, I don't know what this woman going to do. Because she doesn't give production value like, you know, doesn't give it. But, and I'm not saying it was like, you know, Bruno Mars, Justin Timberlake didn't have a lot of production value. Beyonce type of concert. But it did have production value. It was very good.
She set a piano on fire, Angel.
I saw a video.
She poured rain on it.
Yeah.
And then she pulled the man up playing the piano. He was going up like that.
Yeah.
Black man on that piano.
Did you see the clip of the Chris Brown dancers popping out the flow?
I'm
actually embarrassed to say how my TikTok algorithm.
Text me in the building.
Oh, Jesus.
Hello.
Sorry, go ahead.
Continues to serve me clips of Chris Brown on tour. But I think it's because I'm deep into dancing TikTok.
Oh, yeah. I'm all over dancing TikTok.
Yeah, so I think because I'm deep into dancing TikTok that they just automatically serve me his stuff. But I didn't see this one. But did you see where he does the left? Right.
Yeah. Let me see you do it.
Yes. That. And then when he does this. Oh, my my God, I love it every single time.
Yes,
I every single time I'm like, I.
This what he do?
This?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
He'd be like, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right. And I'd be like, I have to swipe because obviously I can't support Chris Brown. But for the little seconds of so that part. So
you
took part, a second
before you swipe?
For a little, I swipe a little bit slow.
Well, no, as long as he swipe. Didn't post it, I feel like I'm not supporting. I'm supporting the content creator. The
creator, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah. But the people who jumped up out of the thing, I said, they like they're on the pop the toaster thing that shoots them up,
yes.
And they were hitting these like superhero things, and I was like, "Oh, I would love to do that." And then I really thought about, but you also have to land.
Oh,
you have to land on your own feet and knees.
Mm.
You have to, and then keep dancing.
You gotta land on your own feet and knees.
Yes,
the ones that go to your body.
Right. I was like, with all the weight coming, because they shoot up like 8 feet. It looked like. And they do it like, and then they land and then keep dancing. I would have
That's funny.
Died, apparently. But
what y'all talk about? Why are they throwing tomatoes?
They're mad. They're booing the last.
Oh, yeah. Kev, too, y'all.
How you going to come in with all that energy? I know it.
It's the last day of school. I don't give
a f***. That's what I said, man. I don't even have a backpack. They all have shoes on.
Unlaced.
Man, size. What y'all doing, man? What time is lunch? What's
shorts?
Up with tonight,
no basketball
man.
Shorts are against dress code. What you gonna do, suspend me?
I already graduated.
Yeah.
Came in hot. But you know what else is makes me hot is subscriptions that I forgot I have that are just tearing up my bank account. You know they just be up in there just taking all your stuff because they don't care. They don't care if you forgot. They want your money, even if you're not using their service. But thank goodness for Rocket Money. Listen, you've got to be able to know that you're probably paying for subscriptions every month that you are not using. And how much do you think that you're spending on subscriptions you've forgotten about? Probably more than you think. Over 74 people who have subscriptions they've forgotten about. Over 74% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about. I definitely did. Like I told y'all, I had that darncare.com. I ain't been looking for a babysitter in 4 years. Thanks to Rocket Money, I no longer am wasting money on the ones I forgot about. Most Americans think they spend about $62 per month on subscriptions, but get this, the real number is closer to $300 a month. It's literally thousands of dollars a year, half of which were probably forgotten about. Thankfully, I started using Rocket Money. They have found a bunch of subscriptions I've forgotten about, and they helped me cancel them, the ones I didn't want. Like that daggone care. How closely do you track your bank statements and credit card history? If you're combing through every single charge on a regular basis, or just assuming everything is fine until you notice something weird, honestly, I don't have time to follow my accounts that closely. But now that I'm using Rocket Money, it does all that for me, and I don't have to worry about it. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and clear view of my expenses. It's all in one place, and Rocket Money can help me cancel them in just a few taps. And it really shows me my monthly spending so that I can see my spending habits, and it can help me create a custom budget to keep my spending on track. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by using rocketmoney.com/bald.
Bald.
That's rocketmoney.com/bald.
Bald.
rocketmoney.com/bald.
Bald. I just want to say something about apps. My gym has a smoothie place in there. And I've been getting smoothies the last couple times. And they was like, do you want to sign up for rewards? And I was like, sure. And they was like, you got to download the app. I was like, I don't want no. I don't even want no smoothies.
Yeah,
I don't want nothing.
Why you can't put the rewards on a little keychain thing and you swipe it like
they
you did
want
down
your
to
information.
The, I don't want to have another app.
Neither.
I agree.
I hate a damn app.
Stop asking me to do that.
Everybody has one. Everything has one.
It don't even matter if it's free at this point.
We went to get our bed. They was like, if you download the app, I'm not downloading no damn app.
But did you download the app?
I did. The app is useless.
Sometimes you have to. Like for airlines, man, we used to really get our tickets printed.
I still do, but I need the app to know where the hell my bags are.
Because I print my ticket off.
He does.
But then you get up there to the ticket counter, your phone done died or it's glitching or something. This piece of paper ain't gonna glitch.
I always get this, but when they ask, do you want a paper ticket? Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
When I was me and Melissa was going at the airport. I believe it was in Vegas a couple of times ago. The lady was like, take a screenshot of y'all boarding pass in case your phone died. You can still get on.
Oh, yeah.
And we was like.
But if your phone is dead, girl, it's a screenshot not going to pull up. You see how that works?
Yeah. They used to talk about me in construction because, like, all the younger kids, they would all carry around tablets. And the tablets had the blueprints on them. But then you get to an area that don't have good service and you need to upload something different. Oh, now y'all down here looking silly. I can flip through. Here we are right here.
You know, like at concerts now, you got to have the app. You can't even screenshot. Yeah. It, yeah. You have to open the app.
Open the app.
Because it go around in a circle now. Yeah.
Now, that don't make no sense. I should be able to have a paper ticket for that.
Yeah, because what if, forget like technology. What if you have a non-smartphone? You cannot get into the concert.
Not in 2024. You can't have a non-smartphone.
But what if it's your nan? Your nana or something?
That was your nan. I was like,
nana not going by herself.
She can't. She can't print nothing off to go and see Adele. That concert ticket was going around.
Oh, it was so many white people up in there.
Yeah, it was.
And Asians.
Adele? I went to see Adele.
Yeah, you missed the whole story.
Okay, any guilty pleasures? And then we'll go into...
My guilty pleasure is stopping podcasts.
Oh, now we're at guilty
pleasures.
That I
don't like.
Apparently.
Or don't want to do. Ain't enough tomatoes on
we gotta
earth.
Get to Dirty D.
Ain't
quick.
Enough virtual tomatoes and virtual eggs.
Everybody unfollow Kev and follow me.
Yeah. Right.
That would have an effect.
I gotta capitalize on this hate.
That would have an impact. I already didn't make the top 20.
In order to get back at Kev.
That's funny.
They'd be like, okay, right, we did it, Marcus.
Ready?
We're going back over here.
We're going to go back.
No, we were talking about the same. Unfollow. That's all I'm trying to do.
Also, one more thing.
Go for it.
We took the boys and we did...
Virtual reality,
full body suits.
Oh, nice.
Y'all.
And things is intense.
Marcus.
It was very intense.
We was doing a zombie killing one.
Yes.
And we have the suits. We have the helmet. We have the backpack. It's on our feet. In the game, y'all, you go up an elevator. Right? Now, I know I'm in a black box. Like, technically, I know where I'm at. But when all you can see is the game, you forget what's really happening. Y'all, we take an elevator up to the top floor to shoot the zombies. I lean over. There's zombies on the ground, and the distance is real.
Real.
Marcus, the bottom of my knees tickled. Yeah. I felt like I was going to fall in real life. I said, oh, my God.
You're weak in the neck.
Marcus, I said, Kevin, this, and you know what I thought? When this gets really good, in some years, it's going to be.
It's going
to
be Jumanji.
It's going to be Ready Player One. You will not be able to tell
the difference. They're going to lay you back in the chair and insert the little thing.
And you know who's going to advance the technology? Sex work.
Mm-hmm.
Them sex work people going to figure, if you can sell butt.
It's like Black Swan. What was that? Is that what it's called? What's that movie? Black Mirror. Yeah, mm-hmm. You got what I was saying, Josh. Thanks. Oh, I got you.
Black Swan's a series too, ain't
it? Yes,
no, Black Swan was a movie about ballerinas. She meant Black Mirror.
Black Mirror. They mm-hmm. were having sex on there. Go ahead.
But when that AI gets good and that virtual reality gets good, mm-hmm. it's going to be indistinguishable between the human eye. And that's the stuff like the Apple thing, the helmet that they sold.
Uh-huh. The one that you bought that you should not have bought?
You didn't need to tell anybody.
I just want to make sure we were talking about the same thing.
I'm going to tell you what happened.
Why he didn't need to buy
it? I bought the Vision Pro.
He didn't use it one time.
No.
Correct. No, no, Joshua's spot on.
You talked about this, man.
Wow. Feel a lot of judgment.
And I think you bought two, didn't you?
Y'all see all the lame shit Kev like to
do? I did not buy two. No, I did not. I did not buy two.
Oh, I thought for sure you bought two.
Let me tell you what happened,
Josh,
Marcus.
That was supposed to be on the hush, man.
Let me tell you what made me stop using the Vision Pro. I'm going to go back to it when they get some updates. So you like close and open stuff by doing this with your hands. And you can
swipe. Like you're playing with nipples?
Basically.
Okay.
Yes.
I could see.
Correct.
Through my screen.
They throw in slippers.
The way Melissa was looking at me using the Vision Pro.
Uh-huh.
She was just like. And that made me feel dumb for using it because she was just looking through the glass and she was just like, I was like, what? She was just like, why are you doing that? I was like, that's how you control it. That's how you click. And then I just took it off.
Is it the, you said Apple?
Yeah, the Vision Pro.
I thought you were talking about what's the one I got that I'm going to be using?
The Oculus.
Yeah, we have that too.
Supposed to say, you know, Kevin got all the little gadgets and gadgets.
The boys have that. That's the one with the games.
Yeah.
That was fun.
But at least that's a game.
The Star Wars wouldn't be pissing me off though, because I can't get past that the elevator. I'm just there. And I done everything. I done pinched and twisted.
You know what they need to bring back as games?
Atari.
Hungry Hippos.
No. Dun 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 dun.
Atari.
Yes.
Good job.
I was right there with you. I was about to say it.
I was going to say Dance Dance Evolution. Now,
I'm glad she did this and not this, because yes. I was going to be like, nigga, I feel like
they need to bring those. Those are good family games. They're so much fun, and they need to bring them back. These like one little one-player virtual games, that's stupid.
This is why
Let's all get in together.
This is why PS5 is trash.
And that's why they sell so many.
PS5 is trash. I got that thing specifically because I was like, oh, you can connect four controllers.
We bought four controllers?
Four controllers. They have a very small amount of four player. I don't think they have any true four player games. Because
they
don't
want
you
to do that. They want you to have a PS5 or four and me to have one and us to play online so that you can play that money on PlayStation.
It's the dumbest thing. I was like, where's the Mario Kart? Zay and
JoJo can't play each other.
You can't play each other.
No, you can't play each other.
They barely got two player games.
Barely.
But when we used to have like Nintendo game competitions in my house. Like we would play
Dr. Mario,
Tetris. Like
the Pills one, what's that? That's Dr. Mario.
No, there was another one. But Sonic, we used to play all those games at, like, as a family. You can't even do that today.
No.
We used to have it. It's the one where there's a mat on the floor. You run. It was Nintendo.
That's that old Nintendo thing?
Yeah.
Where you could play track?
Yeah. Yes, that's what I'm doing. That's me doing the hurdle.
Is that the Wii U?
That's the hurdle.
No. She's talking about the original Nintendo.
Oh.
You can
it looked like a twister mat.
Yes. Yeah. And you ran
I never actually
had And you can also attach the gun to it to do the duck shooting.
No, I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was all good. Yeah.
So you talk about me having money, but look who had the mat. My parents.
The mat is crazy if you had the mat.
I'm pretty sure my mother bought it on credit and didn't pay it back.
It don't matter.
That's called thievery.
No. I'll look at you with the money.
The mat is crazy, yes. Angel. They went to your house for that.
Did the butler set it down on the floor? And did he serve you as you were?
I was the butler.
I've never seen nobody have it in real life.
Oh,
I never had the power patty. I never knew I had one.
It was great.
And I had the power of Jesus.
Come on, somebody.
Yeah, somebody said Duck Hunt. Let me tell you what's so bad in our generation.
Don't push my mic.
Like how we are now, the adults. Y'all know I be in the guns and stuff too. Mm-hmm. There are people that customize their guns to look just like the Duck Hunt gun.
That's fun.
But it shoots for real?
It's a Glock, and they just customize it black and gray or gray and red or gray and blue to make it look like the Duck Hunt gun.
Oh, are you being for real?
I'm dead serious.
Well, and they don't have children.
Yeah, I mean, once you buy it, as long as you keep the serial number on, you can do whatever you want other than put a silencer on it in some states. But
that's crazy.
Our kids don't know nothing about the Duck Hunt gun.
No,
I was
going to
say, that's kind of dangerous if your kid thinks it's like a toy gun, but if they don't know.
Well, but it still looks like a toy.
That's true. Yeah. It should be like
that's just like the hobbyist and the enthusiast. They like,
I might be a little scared.
That would be too.
Yeah. Okay. The other thing, what else are you obsessively about? Oh, you know what? I have been watching. Huh?
Is it hot or is it the pain?
No, it's absolutely hot.
I'm actually a little bit in pain.
My hands
but I'm getting my Botox today, so I'm very excited. Yeah, as soon as I leave here.
Are you?
Yeah, under my arms.
Oh, she's not going to be sweating on this marriage wedding.
Yeah, I'm done with that.
But go say what you were saying.
If you guys haven't, we talked about this yesterday, but The Perfect Match, I finished it. I'm waiting for the reunion episode to come out. This season is a mess.
Lissa was getting so... I was yelling at the TV. At this TV program.
Yelling at the TV.
Because the white man and Dom, they used the black women to get in the house, and then they discard them. And Melissa was like, I hate the way they do black women on this show.
On these game shows now, they're playing the game as the... Because they know how to stay in and not necessarily how to, like, play the game.
Exactly.
And what I would like them to do... And Melissa, you're just right. I'd be trying to watch them with her, but I get so frustrated. Because they are lying. I just want to explore this connection.
I know.
I would love to explore this connection. Next person in, excuse me, this one has big titties. I want to explore this connection with you. I know I've been with you this whole time, but you don't have what she has. And then titties is gone. Oh, new black girl. You, I don't like. I like you now. Actually, I don't like you. I'll go back to this one.
This is why I don't understand why they just don't script it. It's like a
Love
reality,
Island Temptation Love.
Reality matchmaking show.
You don't bring any value to these shows, man.
I've never been more jealous of somebody collecting the easiest check.
I love him for it.
He wears beachwear. He comes on. What's up, guys?
I think
who's that?
Nick Lachey.
Everybody relax on the Nick Lachey slander.
You like Nick?
No, but I'll take his job.
Okay. That's what I'm saying.
So relax on the slander about what he doesn't do. Correct.
Are we going to slander everything. YouTube, man? Melissa, she be on there.
I don't care. It's F-R-E-D-E-R.
14 season. Yes. Listen. 14 season. She's still on there.
Don't forget the second E when this check is on. So anyway, yeah, I stayed up when we got back from Vegas, actually, and watched the show, and I have been thoroughly enjoying this season. It is complete and total and utter trash. They treat the black women
and utter
horribly.
Trash.
And then Melinda is in this like weird, she hosted Dated and Related. This is the other thing that's a little bit weird about the show, and then I'll move on. The other thing that's a little bit weird about the show is I started Dated and Related because I was like, I need to understand who these characters are. You win like $100,000 on that show. On The Perfect Match, you win a trip.
I love that Netflix is like, we're not
there's
even...
There's no continuity.
The win is being on Netflix.
I was like, y'all are doing a lot. Like, there is a lot happening for, like, a trip. Because I don't even care where. It is a trip at the end of the day.
You're just trying to get into the universe because they all try to spin this into becoming influencers.
Absolutely.
That's all it is.
That's the goal.
What's crazy about Perfect Match, though, right, is Izzy coming back on that show looked like he was finally healed and cut the brakes beat off.
Oh, my God.
Nice guys don't need to be on these shows.
Oh, I didn't watch.
He was a jerk in Love
is Blind.
He
got beat up by somebody?
No.
The girl.
They just discarded him like crazy.
She was like, yeah, anyway, so.
He was trying to shoot his shot, and she swatted it quickly, yes.
I want to see how much these people get paid so bad.
Well, this is the thing. Harry, who I can't stand his behind, but apparently he made like $100,000 in a day on OnlyFans.
Because of his popularity.
Yes.
Yeah, they probably get paid around between 25, probably around 2,500 an episode. Yeah. Oh, wow. And if they're coming from another show, they probably can get it bumped up to like 5,000 unless they were like somebody's like fan favorite.
Dang. Which is probably what he's getting. The other thing is the other two ladies, I can't think of their names off the top of my head because I just see their clips on Instagram, but you'll know who I'm talking about. Depti, the one that was with their Indian,
uh-huh.
I believe.
You talking about Shake? Shake. Uh-huh.
The one he was with. Yeah. And then
we watched
her
the show
friend,
with Shake, the Indian people.
They have a podcast. They're making money. That's
really?
Oh, my God.
This is...
They're making money. That's the only reason to get in this universe is to flip it.
Yeah, you get on there to get notoriety, and then you bring it out to something else.
I don't, call me grumpy or whatever, I don't really give a shit. I don't understand how y'all can get into these shows. I can't get past the people's voices.
Putting up clothes,
like,
and I started putting on the Kardashians. He was like, Angel.
It's like, not like, even the Kardashians, because everybody knows, like, they're but even these shows, annoying. I'm like, just the preview alone, I'm like, absolutely not. Not ever. I was watching Master Inc. It's like the tattoo artist competition or whatever. They were doing it live, so it was already just off kilter. Like, the teleprompter was messing up. The dude was pausing. But just hearing the crowd cheer and yell for nothing was driving me insane. It's like, all right, so next up, woo!
Well, the producers are telling them.
I know, but I'm like, no. I don't know these shows are popular. Millions and millions of people watching. It couldn't be me.
I enjoyed them.
She's like, give me more.
I just really enjoy a good... Sometimes the voices, there's some voices that pierce through where I'm just like, your voice is actually very annoying. But the unseriousness of it all.
Oh, it's good escapism TV.
I
like wrestling.
My favorite genre of TV is escapism.
Yeah.
I want it to be unserious. I don't want it to have a lot of weight to it. Give me
the world
drama.
Is heavy enough.
Listen, there's so much going on. Please, just give me something stupid and silly and these 25-year-olds falling in love in 3 minutes. Like, yes, tell me how much you love him and he should be a role model to
when
your
somebody
child.
Somebody has me on like a podcast, something, I don't want to do the serious stuff.
Yeah.
I don't. Look, we deal with enough serious. I have a family. I'm going to joke around and laugh and talk about my family. I'm not going to go deep into my feelings.
Yeah. Not on your funky little podcast. Let me tell you what always makes me crazy about these shows. I could not do them. They'd be like, kiss her. Woo! I'd be like, I can't. I would not want people to watch me kiss. When Kaz kissed that girl in front of his old person and Micah. Micah in front of everybody, and they were all watching him kiss. Don't look at me.
The lap dance was iconic. What are you talking about?
I would spontaneously combust.
My retinal engraving.
Do you think you could do that stuff?
Absolutely not. But I enjoy consuming. I actually consume a lot of content that I actually would never do. Or like be in and this, like, again, escapism, that's thank you for escapism TV. But escapism TV is my favorite, like, that's the TV that I enjoy for
I love a certain genre of reality TV, and it's usually family based docuseries where people can cuss each other out and then it makes sense that they are okay with each other. This is why I loved Mary Mary's for so long, but then they were like, and we won't do it anymore. It was so good. You know what else is good? Masterclass. Masterclass is great. And I really do think it'll help you, our audience, as this is our last show. I feel like it's going to help you learn something. So go on over there. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. Masterclass is the only streaming platform where you can learn and grow with over 200 plus of the world's best. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you the unlimited access to every instructor. And you can access Masterclass on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even audio mode. Build your confidence through humor with comedic icon Kevin Hart. Use improv to overcome your fears with Amy Poehler. Or turn your passion into achievements with cultural icon Martha Stewart. And the classes really make a difference. 88% of members feel that Masterclass has been made a positive impact on their lives. I'm telling you, I feel like Masterclass is really great. I use it. You should too. I feel like it has helped me so much with thinking about how I want to decorate my house. It's just truly will give you the confidence to be able to move into whatever arena you want to move in. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Don't wait another moment to get started on your learning journey with Masterclass. Right now, our listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/TBTB. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/TBTB. Masterclass.com/TBTB.
Okay, let's pivot. Let's go into the Dirty D really quick.
Everybody's seen all three episodes but me, Marcus.
Damn, kid. I have to say, quite expected.
No,
he thought.
I thought we was watching together, me and Melissa, but she secretly had already previously watched all three.
Melissa, you watched it without Kevin?
No.
And she told on herself, Tank. Melissa was like, Angel, how many episodes you watch? Angel was like, we watched all three. Melissa was like, me too. I said, you did? She said, I wasn't supposed to tell you that.
She's like,
I told Melissa could never lead a life of crime. She be like, where were you the night of the thing? I was doing the crime. I was at home.
Both of y'all. Y'all could not be Bonnie or Clyde. Y'all would be in the jail.
It was probably easy because you could just wait for him to fall asleep the way
I did. That's what I thought. If she would have just continued watching after I fell asleep, I said, yeah, you turn the TV back on?
Hold on.
We sat up in that airport and was on our phone. You should have said that.
Hold on.
That I wouldn't even have been mad about.
Hold up. You watched them beside him without him?
We wasn't sitting next to each other because the airport was full.
Oh, that's right.
But she was watching it right there. And then we went home. She's like, you want to watch the show? I was like, yeah. And it was already, it was on resume.
You make me proud. Now, did you ever watch the thing?
Now I got to go watch episode.
Yeah. I don't think I finished episode 3 because I don't remember. I need to remember.
It's fine. You did. It's all good.
Okay, so the Dirty D is back, season 3.
Could you watch that in public? That's the other thing. You just never know.
On my phone.
Oh, it still be. I'd so be when they did so the sex, nervous.
You just pull it in a little bit
that's
more.
That's why I said that it was immediately why I said the sex was different because I was like, it's been 15 minutes. Ain't been no sex scenes, and then it came at the end, and it was so bad. Okay, well, yes. This is kind of regular. The other thing is, this, and maybe it's just specifically this season, but the smut audiobooks, I'd be more embarrassed listening to that, and I know I have my headphones on, and I have it on the Audible
one. I got to hear one of these smut books. I got to hear it.
Marcus, I was listening to one of these smuts at the gym. I said, it'd be so weird if people knew what I was listening to.
It is.
It was like, he slid inside of me and filled my loins
I
up with
I just started a new
this
one.
Girth.
I just started a new one, and this was the review that got me to read it. The caption was, books that make you want to charge your rose. I said,
"Oh, that sounds great.
That sounds like a great one."
Kev on a treadmill with a vertical tent,
please.
But smut don't get me horny. Yeah, I just be like, that lady wrote a full chapter.
Yeah, I'd be like,
this is a sexy, it's very descriptive.
Somebody wrote this.
Somebody wrote this, and there's a woman jacking that bean, going crazy at home.
But I'm about to pivot anyways. This is the last smut one I'm going to read this year. And then I'm about to pivot to the psychological thriller.
Mm. Oh,
somebody need to merge those two. He went to stab her, and he cut her bra off and licked her titties instead. And then stabbed her with his dick in the butt.
So we're going to start with this
repeatedly.
Well, go ahead, Melissa. Please continue.
Honestly, I might have to pass it off. Let me pull it up.
Okay, so was the first episode? Let's start off with the fact that
they must be watching this show.
They are.
Because there was something that made me think
two things.
What?
One, either they watched this show or they realized as they went back to watch it, oh shit, we did make her mama alive when she was supposed to be dead.
Yes.
Because she finally said, after I adopted him.
Yes.
Oh, I said.
That's, remember, I said that.
Yeah, you did. I was like, but you had already watched it once.
That so was like, oh, shit. Fix it in the third. Fix it in
season three. Because I remember her saying nothing about knowing. And this, that's what I told her, Melissa, because she said she adopted both of them.
Yes. So but that's why he was looking at her like he wanted to have sex with her.
Exactly what I said.
I said, oh, they're not blood related. That's why. And then the other thing is, they used the board to show the connections of all the damn people.
And when I tell you, I was so happy. I almost stopped it and took a screenshot. I was like, thank you. Because even in this season, y'all introduced 20 new characters again.
And the way they, the exposition to tell us who that person is. You little bro, I'm big bro.
Oh, Bishop.
Hey, listen here, big bro. I ain't little bro no more. I'm a grown man.
Hey,
little bro.
you always supposed to be both of them. Oh, it's different now.
Nah, dude, Mama told me to protect you.
Mama told me to make sure I protect you through in and throughout.
Listen, said, is that what he didn't say throughout?
He didn't say protect. He said, Mama told me to detect you.
Oh, because they don't do takes. There was a couple times that Boone fumbled over his lines. I said, what did you say?
Yes, but Boone was acting this season. Oh, let me tell
he's so
you.
Good.
And me.
He's so good.
But here's the thing. No. Let me speak as a person who's only seen two episodes. This is Boone.
Yeah, anger.
But then they showed a scene he was not in.
Multiple.
Why are they pulling memory
back? He went back and watched the other seasons, Marcus.
That's what he said. He watched them other seasons. That's how he know that Malik said to his wife, Brick. Oh, said, it could be
he
her.
He can't be thinking stuff he did not see.
Had a flashback. Good thing Boom just left. Now that he's down the road. He wasn't bad.
I was like, why are we even doing this?
Because they started with his memories. And then they were just like, also this.
All these other memories.
No, what? The best part, let me tell you, Marcus called it out and it made me scream. When Ice went to look at Ice, if y'all don't remember, he was one of the owners of the strip club.
Cash.
He looks like a rapper to me.
He is.
No.
In a real life rapper.
Yes, like a real life rapper.
I can believe is. It.
No, she's a saying famous a big rapper. Famous
That's
one.
Oh, somebody else.
Yes.
He is. He's G-Mac Cash from Detroit.
He went to go. He's like, where is not Jade, India. Where is she at? So he goes to look at the security footage.
Oh, yes.
Which starts off. It could be security footage, but then it cuts to another angle that's moving.
1,000%.
I said, damn, they got a hella budget.
They got it.
They security footage. They cameras be watching what's going on.
Oh, no.
Moving over here.
At hospital, it was just behind the receptionist desk. It just said hospital.
Emergency room. Emergency.
How many times you been in a hospital, seen a sign that said hospital?
Inside. High level at the receptionist desk. In case y'all don't know by the beeping sound, this is the
y'all didn't know emergency room was pointing at hospital to let you know emergency room is in here in the hospital.
Melissa
right
said
by the reception desk.
Yes.
Melissa, that's because this hospital is in the police station.
Yeah, because as soon as you go down the hall, that's the police station.
When you get to the chair that's at the back of the hallway that's there for no reason,
in the bedroom of the house above the basement.
1,000%.
I said, what is happening?
This is what I don't appreciate about they bumped the budget. See, they had cars to rent. I ain't pre. They had Bentley SUVs to rent.
They had a Porsche.
They had a Porsche to rent.
And we had extras. Because when she was making the drink, she said, "Sweetheart, I'm going to get your drink." She said, "Okay." I said, "Okay."
First of all, the only drink anybody knew to order was lemon drop.
Oh, yes.
The nurses were like, "What you doing when you get off work? Girl, I want to get drinks. Go to happy hour. Ooh, I could use a lemon drop. Next scene. What can I get you? A lemon drop."
Hold on.
Why they were talking like that in front of clients with
so the nerve. Anyway, so hey. What I'm going to do is, wait, girl, you at work? Yes or no?
Patreon funny as hell.
What are they doing?
We doing our list. They said, a kiki hell. Ain't nobody forget.
But like, oh, they throwing tomatoes in the can.
Yes, they don't care.
They was throwing house slippers, Kev.
RD, you can't throw tomatoes in the can. Those hurt.
RD has been.
Stop laughing, Kevin, since you so bored. Dang, why are you doing like that?
Because you whack, Kev.
I am.
But no, why the girl
was... Oh, they're throwing chonklas too.
They said chonklas. Yeah, I love that. Yeah,
whatever's in
that's
the back.
Jammy.
So
I want to say something about the hospital.
Oh, go ahead.
They call him Brick by his street name. And the doctor, who is this? This is the patient, Brick.
Brick Davis.
And then they boom said...
Say it, Kev. I'm going to read.
Are you the doctor or are
no,
you boom?
No, no. I'm the doctor.
Okay, he said, you listen to me. And he is to have no visitors, period, or you going to be in pain.
No, no. He said.
Wait, which one?
What did he say? He said, if something happened to him.
Oh, that. Yeah. Something going to happen to you.
I was like, oh, I could just go in there and cut the oxygen and I'll tell you he died. Save my life altogether.
The doctor's like. I just work here. I don't have the resources to protect people.
No. The doctor came in and said, he said, you got any good news, doc? He said,
I got news.
I don't know how good. You do. It's the doctor.
But no.
You know the news is good?
This is what I thought was great. The doctor was like, let me talk to you out here. First of all, Brick is not conscious. So you could talk to him in there, but because you all don't have the actor, you're like, we got to go outside the room because we can't let you see.
A raise. They said he can't be in the first three
Brick
episodes.
Brick is dead.
No, Brick can't ask for a raise. Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do, y'all going to know he's there when you see a sheet, but we can't afford him to be in here and pay him a day rate. So no.
And then this is the part that I love. Giovanni, who was married to Tiffany's sister, mm-hmm. Yaya. He gets shot by Brick. Pop, 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 pop. Not by Brick, by boom. Pop, 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 pop. They said in a garage.
Back up. What do you know about Brick? I don't know nothing. I'll kill you.
No.
He said, let that be a lesson to you.
Let that be a lesson.
He ain't got a personal business. That ain't personal.
I said, yes. Why'd you ask him these questions? He don't know nothing. You killed him anyway.
They said it was
in the garage.
It was the trailer of a truck.
It was.
No? Let that be a lesson.
Pop. So then next scene, Yaya walks in. Well, first Officer Marcus walks in asking about Brick. Then Yaya walks in. She was like, I'm here to get information about my husband, Giovanni. And I was like, wait, he just got killed. The
Javon, Angel, you adding all type of letters.
No, because in the last season, she called him Giovanni. This season, they're calling him Javon.
I didn't know what the man's name was. I'm not going to lie.
You're right.
I said.
I'm wondering why Angel keeps questioning the space-time continuum.
I was like, wait a minute. That died. How the police already get him?
They sure did.
Yeah, they were calling him. She was calling him Javon this season, but he was Giovanni because I thought it was hilarious that they had that name.
She said, is my husband dead? Let me talk to the doctor. Doctor, come. Is my husband dead?
Let me come talk to you real quick.
Is my husband dead?
Mind you, we didn't see him get pulled in. No. Nobody called the police. The ambulance didn't come.
They spent the budget on that Bentley and that.
Oh, they, got
Bentley. They spent the budget on having new day to night stuff.
Said, I noticed that too.
It was new.
They had new aerial shots.
They had to pay that drone footage.
Yes.
They had to buy that.
But they got them police shirts.
When it was daytime, the daytime one came. I said, okay.
It was also the new opening of the What's it called? Prestine Productions. What's their plush?
Plush
had real diamonds.
The diamonds came down. It was nice. It was giving clarity.
But my favorite part, when she heard that Brick Davis was dead, she was like, where is he at? And he was like, if you don't calm down, I'll have to remove you from the premises. She said, these premises. I said, Yaya is my.
I
love that scene.
She said, fuck these premises.
She ain't shed a single tear. She ain't showing no remorse. Is he dead? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When I'm going to get the body.
Yes. Yeah, when they're going to release the body.
And why are you talking about Brick Davis all in the open with other people around? Brick Davis is in room 24. Brick Davis, HIPAA.
They ain't got no HIPAA in
she
the dirty
said that
D.
loud just so the girl that needed to hear it could hear it.
Girl, Brick ain't dead. He got to make it through the next couple days before they tell us.
I got to talk about this part. If he did or not. We at Breeze's house.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Breeze is my favorite this season.
Breeze is the only person with a New Orleans accent because she's from the South.
Yeah, she's from the South.
I forget who's. I think Ice. Mm-hmm. Ice and somebody's in her house.
Yes. No, first is that new they introduced, Dark Man. Bishop? Dark Duck. Bishop, thank you.
Bishop?
I called him Dark Duck, yes.
Was he in Breeze's house?
Yes.
Oh, he sure was. He sure was. When Boom came up them stairs with one gun like this and one gun like this,
yes,
like John Wick.
He die-hearted it.
Marcus, he was in the car all slunked over.
Oh, he said, what the fuck is going on?
Always some motherfucking shit going on.
But why?
Get out of my house.
Nobody's
she was like,
afraid of being shot.
No.
No.
I know.
Because
guns are pulled and fear is not a part of the equation.
Nobody's like, please don't shoot me.
Put that gun down like that Michael Jackson video.
She was like, I ain't chasing after no bitch. We don't do that in the South. We don't chase after bitches. Her. Y'all need to have your own bitches so you can get that motherfucking gun about my face. Because I'm from the South.
And then she told Boom, too, you get out, too. He was like, I was here to help you.
Yeah, she don't care. By the way, thank you, Boom.
but no, this is what's crazy. Bishop was like, I can't come by and see my bitch. You know, you had me leave my family so you could be my bitch. And I love your bitch.
What are you talking about?
Nigga, I ain't never been able to call one of my bosses my bitch.
Man. That's what I was so confused. She was like, you're on my payroll. So are y'all together?
Yes.
What is the relationship?
Mr. Smith, you still my bitch? Go HR right now? Okay.
I love they were just like, man, four new in here.
Yeah. Matter of fact, put them in the opening like they already had scenes.
Yes.
Because Kyra, Kira, what's her name? She's out on the
Keisha.
Run. No,
Kyra.
Kyra's out on the run.
Oh, and Terrence.
Terrence is out on the run.
His baby now dead. The baby that was supposed to be the old girl's baby, he did.
When that baby said, Mama, why I have so many dads?
Oh my God.
When Detroit Quinn's son was tired of it. Why I got so many daddies?
Ain't nobody in school got this many dads.
That lets me know they watch this. Because I was like, how does this baby know have to call everybody daddy?
Why do I have so many dads?
She's like, because you special. I love that whole hair changes up.
You can't tell me.
Single. I didn't even recognize that was her.
I said, look at Detroit Quinn with the new hair.
You can't tell me she wasn't laughing at that stove the way her head dropped. Did you hear that for the first time? Why I got so many daddies?
I rewinded it. I wanted to hear the baby say it again. He didn't speak the first time.
No.
She making chicken nuggets. Mama, why I got so many dads? Because you're special, son. Okay.
All right, okay.
Now go get me some molasses.
It was the dumbest.
As soon as you hit middle school, you'll know why.
Oh, my God.
Okay, then what happened in episode 3?
Wait, let's go back to episode 1. I need to say this one
okay.
part.
Oh, I did, too.
The girl who left her phone at the house.
I was trying to say something about that, yeah.
In India at this time is still tied up with a piece of lipstick.
She just got up and walked out. Didn't nobody see her. No. Did nobody pass by her.
She had Home Depot twine tied around her wrist.
A little lipstick on her lip. The girl was like, girl, don't go over there. House? She's like, I got to get this phone. I got no hair. My hair clients is on there. See, if you would have the iCloud, you wouldn't have to worry about that.
But this is what the thing is. She said there was a girl tied up. I had to get up out of there because I didn't want to be tied up with her. I need to go back and get my phone, though. I can't buy a new phone. I got to go back and get my phone.
You ain't got no insurance.
She's like, if I got insurance, but I need my phone. You in one sentence you said I had to get up out of there because I didn't want to die like that girl.
But
my phone. But I got an iPhone 11 there, and I really want to get it back because they're not selling those unless you get it refurbished.
So she finds her phone in the bedroom. Turns around, the nigga's like, "Where you going? Let me eat the coochie."
But it was for 2 seconds. He said, "All right, now it's your turn."
You got in there and smelled it. All right, your turn.
And also, I'm gonna shoot you.
And literally,
but no, she had the nerve to say. I need to take a shower real quick.
I was like, what?
I thought you were afraid of dying.
You're in danger.
I thought you were afraid of dying.
Grab your stuff, your books, your bags, your belongings, and get out.
I told Melissa about that time. I said, you know, about 15 minutes in the Dirty D, you go see some sex. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, they ain't got no sex. And then here it go right when I thought the episode was over.
I said, at least you seen it coming.
Yeah, and then she, I thought she was. I thought he shot her. Lo and behold, the setup girl.
Oh, yes.
But this is when she, her and Ice are having the conversation. He's like, I can't find India. She was like, what the f*** you talking about that bitch when I've been holding down this club? He's like, f*** you in this club. And if you don't like it, you can f***ing quit. And she was like, well, we need Hennessy bottles. I was like, wait, why are the people just getting cussed out like this and being like, everybody, I'll return to work.
It took me the first episode and a half to get adjusted, to recalibrate.
Oh, me too.
The hell I was watching.
I did, Marcus, too. I had to watch the recap because I was like, what? No, tell me again what happened.
Not even remembering. It's what I'm watching. took me an episode and a half.
That's a key difference.
I was like, now hold on. I've been watching actual trained actors since we flash reviewed.
And the Dirty D's all high octane gasoline. Oh, ain't no warm up. They right back into the thick of it. As soon as the show come on, what a at right now, I'll kill you. Yeah. Oh, hey. The names are still
daytime,
going on.
But look outside, it's going to be nighttime. Turn back around in the same sentence as daytime, motherfucker. That's what I feel like the direction of the script is doing to me.
We got a new director this season, too, by the way. Lisa's name is somebody else's name. I don't remember. But I said, oh.
Because they didn't do as many of these. They didn't do as many of those.
Yeah, we got money.
Yeah. Do that every time.
They did a zoom in.
Oh, it was a walk-in. It was a move. It was a move-in.
I didn't see it.
It was on the weird-looking attorney.
Yeah, I said that after the sex scene.
Yes. Well, it was after.
The camera switched.
It was after what's her face.
The camera over. It was like.
Remember?
No, they're talking about a different scene.
No, Liz.
The Breeze had just gave him sex.
But no, it was actually, it was the same. It was after Yaya left.
Yes. And they switched to the camera to him, and they were like straight on. And they
It was going like
they
this.
They said, zoom in. It don't zoom in no further.
Said, what are you, why are y'all doing that? They were like, we got money to do stuff.
But it was clearly somebody, that, like, you could see the footsteps.
It was that. But this is what really didn't make any sense, is Breeze comes in there, and she's like, I'll get you everything. I need power of attorney, because everybody got to have the paperwork. Power of attorney. And she's like, and I'll give you what you want. And he's like, oh. So now he's fully in his suit, and they smashing, right? And then afterwards, he's like, yeah, but just know, that was a down payment. You're going to have to, this is going to cost a lot. She was like, oh, baby, I got the money. Why didn't you just give him the money?
Because what?
You could have just gave him a lot of money.
Down payment deposit.
And it's not the sex is the payment. And if it's not the payment, take my money and leave my body alone.
Exactly. Exactly. And then the way he looked at her when she walked in, he was like, oh. I said, these creeps.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. How may I help you? You don't even know this chick.
And you also just can't pull power of attorneys out of anywhere.
Yes, you can.
It's very hard.
Well, the Dirty D. Yes,
download
you can.
It to your phone. Find the next Bluetooth printer. Print it out.
You got to print it out. It doesn't work if it's not printed.
No, and people got to have the information.
Oh, can we also talk about when Terrence's baby mama was in the hospital getting confronted that she didn't open the envelope with the paternity test, and the envelope just said Terrence.
No, yeah.
And Michael.
Yeah. No last name.
Nah.
No doc. And it was a clasp. How can you tell if it wasn't open? It was a clasp. It wasn't sealed. It wasn't nothing else.
She's like, that's only between you and God.
Well, we're going to talk about Boone leaving. Nikki's mad at him. Mm-hmm. How you going to disrespect me in here? You got that bitch in here. She's going off. You don't like it. I'm about to go. And you can mother leave too. Next scene. Boone is in a white trench coat and a black turtleneck. He went from a tracksuit.
He had on this is episode three.
Go ahead. Let's talk about it as a group.
Let me do the ad and we're going to go into it.
Okay.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. The year has been going by so quickly. I'm so glad of some of the things that I've accomplished. I put out a song and hopefully I'll be putting out an EP later on this year. Now, listen, when life goes fast, it's important to celebrate your wins and make adjustments for the rest of the year. Therapy can help you take back your progress and set achievable goals for the next 6 months. I've definitely benefited from therapy. I love, love, love my therapist. She's helped me so much, not only with my confidence, but with my execution, so that things like goal setting can actually be real. It's not just some fairy tale I made up in my head. I come up with actionable steps to reach the things that I want to reach, and also are able I'm able to adjust when things aren't going the way that I thought they would. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. What's great is that it's all online. It's convenient. You can do it in your car, in your bathroom, in your garage, wherever. And all you have to do is take a brief questionnaire and they will match you with a licensed therapist. And you can change at any time. You know, flip flop. You say, I don't want to do this person. I want to do this person. And it's, you can change at no additional cost. Take a moment. Visit BetterHelp.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
Today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
So this man is leaving because he gets, I don't recall. I think this is mine, but I don't recall. So get you another one. Boom is being confronted by Nikki because of the baby mama being there, and Boom has got to go, right? He already told Nikki he's going to take her on vacation, and she mad, and he has on a tracksuit, a black tracksuit, and she's just like, ah! He's like, you can leave, I'm going. So now we're at the actual club. We ain't been at the Dirty D Club the whole season.
Who worked there now?
Well, I'm about to tell you. Okay. The Dirty D been closed. Ain't nobody there to operate it because Brick is...
Because Brick has got shot at the police station hospital.
So Yaya is there. Yaya is there. Then the attorney shows up. Then Bree shows up. And then there's a random woman that's sitting at the bar. She eventually turns around and she's like... Yaya's like, I own this club because Brick's power of attorney over Tiffany no longer works because he ain't moving around. And the woman's like, you're right. However, Brick set a power of attorney in place. So
of course he did.
We do have someone.
Preemptive power of attorney?
Oh, yeah.
He thought he might get shot.
Yeah, she said he thought if anything happened to him, he wanted this person to take over. Enters Boom in a white like suit jacket and black turtleneck with some random chick we ain't never seen
Boom before. It's like a double breasted coat, black turtleneck.
We ain't never seen him
Zara
dressed like that.
Strong.
And the girl and she was like, Boom. He's like, that's right. I'm running.
Now get the
Is that what he said?
Yeah. Then he said,
like wait, who's he talking to? Breeze?
He's talking to Yaya, the attorney, because Yaya's mad at the attorney. She's like, you were supposed to get. We don't even know when Breeze left. She disappears. There's no exit.
She dematerializes. Like,
she must have had a heart out and was like, y'all just go ahead and not say nothing.
Then Boom goes, what do you say? Whatever her name is, tell everybody that the Dirty D is back open.
Yes, he does do squinty eye looking off. He's not looking in camera. He's looking off to the back wall behind the bar.
Boom better act.
He was.
Oh, listen, they better give him the NAACP award.
He gave vulnerability. Act. He gave anger. He gave uncertainty. He gave sorrow.
I'm here for Boom and all. He's clearly taking acting classes during the off season.
He's applying that pressure.
But listen, let me tell you about the rest of the pressure. So now they got all these girls that work at the club. They in uniform now. They all wearing the same thing.
Come on.
Lacy dresses with the cutout holes, right? And he's walking, talking. He was like, we're going to see how y'all perform this week to figure out who's going to be the bottle girl, the top bottle girl. And Honey, I guess she also realized that her eyes were doing something on camera that kind of made her look.
I told y'all these people be watching this show.
They do. So she did an Aaliyah bang.
Oh, swoop and stop.
Yes. So she almost didn't look like herself.
Oh.
Because she covered up the eye that be acting wild. So she covered that one.
That independent eye.
And I said, oh, that's old girl. That's long titty. Oh, no, that's not long titty. I was like, that's the girl who ate the coochie of long titty. And Marcus was like, wait a minute, who? I said, you remember she ate old girl coochie. She was on top of that man doing this.
And then there was one scene. Where that bang wasn't there. And she looked to the right. I said, oh, yeah.
She was doing what, Angel?
She did this on top of that man. On top of his face with no drawers on. I said, ah!
They ain't got no intimacy coach on the Dirty D, nigga. He smelled that coochie for real.
So it, there was a thick girl, right? That's one of the bottle girls. So there's all new bottle girls plus Honey. We jump to another scene. Boom is no longer in the white trench. He's back into the black sweats, the black tracksuit. So
the white thing was just for the power of attorney.
It's tear away. Yes. It's breakaway. You got buttoning in the back.
Well, but you got to have the white trench if you got the power of attorney, baby, because you got the all oh eyes on you with the white trench.
So wait. Oh, go ahead.
Wait. Oh, because the girl's name is Cash. That's her name.
Yeah.
Cash. Anyway, he walks in. The thick girl is in there. He was like, sorry about today at the club. You know, I just had to show y'all what I was working with. She was like, show me what you working with. A sex scene comes out of nowhere. Boom. This is where I said they've taken the sex to another level. Because the men usually are like at least a little bit dressed. Mm-hmm. His pants and underwear were at his knees.
With no underwear.
Well, no, I'm saying there was no underwear on his body. It was like everything was right here. We could see the bare of him all the way.
The only thing that was covering his junk was her ass.
It was her butt. I promise.
Oh, and it was.
That's all you heard clapping?
Yes, it tried to say legs. What did it say? It said something on the screen, legs stomping. I was like, that's not with the sound.
It's not the sound.
Legs stomping.
And that girl's ass was making that noise.
That wasn't inserted. It was, it might have been.
What y'all don't realize is Boom, he layers when he dresses. So he had on a breakaway tracksuit. He had on a breakaway trench coat and turtleneck and then a breakaway tracksuit on top. So, you know, he could go from scene to scene and it'd be quick for him.
Oh, quick change.
Yeah. It was Cash. Cash already knew. He said, you remember what me and Brick were up, that one thing we were up to? She said, the liquid. He's like, yeah.
You see him messing with that?
He said,
I never stopped.
He was like, we about to make a lot of money. I said, how you going to make a lot of money if Breeze is now no longer, she don't get the club, and she dematerialized after the power of attorney meeting.
She Patreon said, they said legs flapping, Angel.
That's what it said, legs flapping.
Legs flapping.
And that is not what was happening.
What does legs flapping sound like?
No, if you got big.
You got thighs, slap them together, see what happens. See what you hear.
Kevin got muscle in his thighs.
My God. Muscle claps.
You need loose.
Y'all, loose. Let me tell you something. If you haven't started watching The Dirty D, I'm not quite sure what you're waiting for.
It's the mess.
But you really should. I know you won't get this commentary, but. It's worth the watch.
The mama showing up to the... Oh, yeah, we are. He's going to watch. The mama showing up to the police station angry at the white man.
Oh my God!
The police shirts with the U.S. Marshal.
First of all, we have CSI people this season.
Sure do have CSI people.
I wanted to buy a shirt, but I couldn't get that overnight Amazon delivery.
Listen, I was going to make some, and we were going to wear them today. Yes. Just be like, police.
She came up to that man's job.
She said, what else was I supposed to do?
That's exactly what you're supposed to do.
Woman, y'all smashed one time.
She was like...
She said, we're in a relationship.
Hard.
And then the woman was like, Officer Winters, whatever she is, told her partner when he was going to drop off the license that she left, just drop off the license. I said, is he just dicking people down when he finds stuff?
And come to find out, she would smash him with the policeman with the long braids.
Yes, yes.
That didn't even make sense, though.
No, it didn't.
You talking about light skin?
Light skin.
They were having sex, and he was like, hey, don't talk to me. I don't like it. She's like, okay. He was
no, for real.
I'm serious.
No. It makes me sad. And she's like, okay.
You're not my feelings.
You're emasculating me in front of my friends.
She's like, tell me this later, now.
Stop all this leg flapping.
He's not having sex. She is having sex.
I said, okay, man. Get back to slapping his legs.
I'll say anything right now. Just stop talking to me.
She's like, okay. And they
what you done. Shut up, bitch ass.
But you see how they shot that one man? It was the most graphic shot they ever did.
Which one?
The one they had.
Oh, was it episode 3? Ice found a dude and was like, where is India? He was like, I don't know where that bitch is. Why you think I know? Because you tried to f*** her in a club. You treated her like a hoe. He said, because she is a hoe. And that's why I tried to f*** her in the club. And they luckily gave us the flashback so we could remember the scene.
Yes.
And then they shot him in the head and the blood splattered on the back. They ain't never done that.
I did see that scene.
They ain't never done that.
If your girl is stripping...
He was speaking a lot of facts, though.
Like, you're some random dude. He probably had a kid. What?
He probably had a what?
He probably did something to her. He don't remember her.
He was
how
like,
did
he
got out
of
there?
Huh?
How'd she get out?
I think they didn't know the scene switch.
I sleep in a nightmare.
Oh yeah, you don't even know.
Did you? You don't know about the cliffhanger? It was good. It was a good dirty deed.
What's the cliffhanger?
There was a body they pulled out of the river, and they said it's a female, black, mid-20s to mid-30s. Now, mind you, Breeze can't find her sister. And then they can't find
Germany girl?
At this point,
Germany girl wasn't in there in real life. She was only in flashbacks, right?
Yeah, on the season. So, because Breeze can't find her.
Breeze can't find her. She pulled up to her house, knocking on the thing, and she wasn't in there.
And nobody was there. And then India. So, we don't know who it is.
India better not have escaped only to die in the river.
I don't think. Maybe old dude might have let. Because you remember dude with the locks that little brother called punk ass bitch for wanting to feed India. Never came back.
Yeah.
He went downstairs to feed her.
Yeah,
he never came back.
He pulled a Family Matters.
He went down them steps. Yes, he did.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, I
guess we'll do it again next week. Oh. Oh, man. Guess I'll do my other 239 podcast.
That.
But not this one.
I'm laughing.
Just having big fun. I had so much fun. I was fully awake.
And nobody asked me, you canceled this.
No.
I guess I'll do my other ones and be fully present and awake. It was fun, though, guys. In all seriousness, I know you guys are probably legitimately upset, and that's well-warranted. I could take that heat. But the Bald and Beautiful was a good time. We love y'all. Thank you so much. We'll see you next.
Never.
We won't see you.
You're such a jerk.
This is why they threw all the tomatoes.
So,
keep them tomatoes going in all his other podcasts.
It's been a long day.
That song is actually so sad.
Without you, my friend. No, it really was a good time, though. I did truly enjoy it. And Dirty was a good time. I actually might still watch it because
I'm definitely watching it.
Marcus, I'm still fully invested.
While your back is hurting, you can't get up and go nowhere.
When episode 2 ended and it said next episode, I said, I'd be damned.
Have you ever laughed at a show that is not comedic at all?
No, the music. Why did we talk about the background music?
The music.
They had ominous music on repeat.
They sure did. There was one in particular that stood out to me. I should have wrote notes, y'all.
There was in the hallway, there was ominous music at the police station and nothing ominous happened. And then there was one time it was ominous in the conference room of the police station. And as soon as the dude opened the door, they press stop.
That's the scene I'm talking about. It was a dead stop. That's the exact scene I'm talking about.
Cut.
Yes, and it was done. The person was like,
somebody was supposed to turn it down. They just said,
yes.
When I tell you, I said, wait.
Turn it off quick now. Turn it off.
They got money for some things. They just didn't get money for the
Peacock
things.
Said we're going to give you a little bit more, but not a lot.
Listen.
They said Bentleys. First thing, we don't even need that. Rent the white Bentley. Yeah. Let me drive it around
this
after.
That's where the production money went to.
They had a little bit more location.
They definitely have more locations.
Mm-hmm. And outside. They had some better drone shots. Drone shots.
Plus Productions got a new.
Yeah.
They was big outside shooting down the street.
There was outside.
A lot of stuff outside. We got a couple different.
They were in front of a real house with the mama and the police officer.
Yeah.
Yep.
We got extras this season. Yeah. They had lines. And that cost money.
Some of those extras,
and
though,
and there wasn't certain mics, too.
No, that was a big one. But some of the extras were people who I think were characters because they put women in baseball caps and in sunglasses inside the club. I said, what? I said, she must have been one of the nurses.
It was definitely somebody's aunt or some random woman walking down the street. And said, man, would you mind sitting in here at this bar real quick? I said, where'd they get that woman
from? She was so old looking. She was.
Would you mind?
They was doing open casting calls on Instagram.
Would you mind sitting here for a little bit?
It's very likely.
That's funny.
We're going to be in the fourth season. I know it. I'm excited.
Well.
All right, y'all. Bye.
Bye.
Bye for the last time.